Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise our two hands to the Lord, I'll sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Spirit, build my water. Holy Spirit,
take control.
Take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is mine. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my I was lost, but Jesus found me. Hallelujah.
What is loving?
What is loving? Arms around me.
It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I'm complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire,
send the fire again.
The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire, send the fire. Send the fire,
the fire again.
The Holy Ghost, fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire, Holy Ghost on fire, Pentecost on fire, fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul.
Fire burning in my soul.
Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire.
Let it go on fire. Fire burning in my soul.
Our Lord God, that has made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, that has made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched. Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God. Great counsel, mighty in thee, mighty in thee.
Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is to be gone for thee. Behold, I am the Lord, thy God of all flesh. Hallelujah, he's our everything,
he's our everything.
Hallelujah, is there anything, anything, anything too hard for you? Is there anything, is there anything too hard for me? Yes, behold, behold, I am the Lord. Flesh,
is there anything to have for me?
Hallelujah, is there anything to have for me? Is there anything to have for me? Your hand. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am completely. Oh, yes, complete.
Complete.
Hallelujah.
Complete.
Hallelujah.
Complete.
Amen. All eyes closed. Within the next 5 minutes, there is going to be some divine volcanic eruption here to address 7 situations. And we have to pray these 7 prayers to address the 7 situations. Number 1. The Lord said, there are people here this morning. There are hidden sicknesses in your body. You might not have detected it yet. But occasionally you feel very weak. Occasionally you feel as if there is a separate being living inside of you, pressing you down. When these prayers start, that agent shall be arrested. He shall be arrested. As you pray these 7 prayers, there are people here. You are supposed to be on the top, but they want to convert you to the foot mat. This prayer will change that position. The third thing this prayer is going to address, there are those who have been tormented by the spirit of death and hell. Something is telling you, you will die. As this prayer starts, the power organizing such things for you shall be disgraced. There are people here this morning, they're seeking for divine helpers. The prayer shall bring helpers to you. There are also people here this morning who have been pursued by wickedness of their own household. But as you start praying now, their strength that they are using against you shall wither completely. Also, there are people here this morning,
things seem to be going on an evil circle. Evil circle. And you find yourself inside the circle, you are helpless. The agent behind the circle shall be arrested. And then there are those who have been suffering from what we call night arrows. Night arrows. These arrows will be fired in the night. But then, they begin to manifest in the day. Right here this morning, as we pray, these arrows shall go back to the senders. Finally, there are some here, you actually have poison inside your system, but you don't know, because it's a slow poison. As we start these prayers, you will experience the deliverance power of God. Therefore, these are not the prayers to pray as a gentleman. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. If you want to get anything back from the enemy, it is going to be by force. He will not hand over your marriage to you on a platter of gold. He won't hand over that benefit to you on just a platter of gold. You must demand it by force. So this is why these seven prayers should not be joked with. And we have a few minutes to pray them. I want you to raise your voice like fire and like thunder. Say this with military authority. Every chain holding me down. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? Break! In the name of Jesus. Break the chains now. In the name of Jesus. Something must happen in your life today. Both internal and external chains. Break them in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, that's good. That's good. Now shout this loud and clear. Poison of darkness. Can you shout it loud and clear? In my body. In the name of Jesus. Kill the poison now. Kill the poison. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Break off every poison. Break them off. Aha. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I saw one here. There's plenty of fear in your heart about a particular issue. The Lord said, I should tell you, you stop worrying yourself, that he has gone ahead of you. I don't know where you are, where you intend to go, what you intend to do, but he said he has gone ahead of you. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every slavery in my life. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Kill the slavery. Makatosa Lira Kalokan de Sendeaba. Yes. Makasete Dayaboko Shendera Bakarabo Santa. In Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power boasting to destroy me. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? There is a sister here who needs to shout this loud and clear. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say anything that weakens the power of God in my tongue. Anything that weakens the power of God in my tongue, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to cast it out. Cast it out. Aha. Cast it out. In Jesus' name we pray. This one is 3 times we're praying it. 3 times. Make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your voice. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Overhaul my life. I wish you could understand that prayer. Can I hear the sister shouting it? Is that the best the sisters can do here this morning? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Overhaul my life. Masekate nakaya boshende rabosanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray the second time. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. For the last time, open your mouth and declare, Lord God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus. Masekatana yabo shende rabo kopolaba. Jesus' name we pray. Silence. That person over there struggling to complete a building. There are evil meetings taking place in that location at night, aided by a particular witchcraft power from your place of birth. But beginning from this morning, that site has become hot coals of fire. That's right. The power of God is going to strike somebody now. At your father's burial, they stamped money on your head while dancing. It was an evil money. And it has been affecting your life negatively. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken completely. As the person over there. Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you all the glory, all the honor and all the adoration. For you are the mighty man of war. There is nothing beyond your power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, O Lord, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us here. Teach us. Educate our spirit. And by the time we leave this place, let all the glory belong to you. Let all the shame belong to the devil. Let all the blessings belong to us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This morning, we're looking at what I call the mystery of the divine bank of blessings. The mystery of the divine bank of heaven. There are blessings. There are storehouses in heaven belonging to the Almighty. We're looking at the mystery of this divine bank of blessings. I'd like you to listen to me very carefully. Have you ever felt that the blessings of God are passing you by? Have you ever felt cut off from the favor of God? Have you ever felt that the flow of divine provision is not coming your way the way it should come, or it seems to have dried up? Have you ever noticed that the kind of flow of blessing that was coming your way before just seemed to reduce, now it's now coming in trickles? Have you ever felt that the supply line from the Lord has been blocked? Have you ever tried everything you know how to try, but it seems as if things are just dry? Have you had a dry time of not even feeling the presence of the Lord? Have you ever wondered or pondered what's really going on in the spiritual realm at these times when heaven seems silent? The truth is this. In most cases, for the believer in Christ, who is a thorough child of God, what you are just passing through is what is known as the mystery of stored up blessings. That is the bank of blessings. Blessing that is stored up. What do we mean by this? God's provision are sometimes stored up to be poured out upon us later. Sometimes when the Almighty sees that a blessing coming your way will be wasted, He withholds it and stores it up. In Psalm 31 verse 19. Psalm 31 verse 19. I'm waiting for you to get there. Psalm 31, 19. Are we there now? Say, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. God is in this habit of piling up blessings, piling them up for his children. God is in this habit of storing up breakthroughs to be poured out in an uncommon fashion later. God's provision cannot dry up. It has never dried up. It is just being stored up. So when you are not seeing those outpouring of blessings, and you are examining your life, you find that you are doing the right things, then take heart. God has not forgotten you. God has a wonderful storehouse. It has a banking system which is completely unbeatable. In Psalm 33 verse 6, God's banking system is unbeatable. Psalm 33 verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. His banking system is unbeatable, and it can never dry up. The same thing, Deuteronomy chapter 28,
verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. It says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Why? Because of that first line. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. So God has a banking system. When God begins to pour out, there will be no room to take them. I see some people here this morning. I don't know whether you are part of them. The Almighty has stored up blessings for you. We shall be poured out in an uncommon fashion. If you are the person, let your amen roar like thunder. At this level now, I haven't introduced this to you. There is a powerful song I want you to sing. The song is relevant, the most relevant song to this topic now. And that is the key prayer, really. The song says, remember me, O Lord. 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 To can you sing it again loud and clear with a loud voice? Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. To sing it one more time louder than you sang it before. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. When God opens his book of remembrance and your name comes up, then you key yourself into the uncommon blessings of the Almighty. The question is, how do we key in into this mystery of the bank of blessings? So that those things are not just stored up there, and then when we get to heaven, they will say, but you are supposed to get this, you didn't get it, you are supposed to get that, you didn't get that, they just started, they will start pointing it out, and you say, you mean this is mine? Say, yes, but you didn't get it, this is yours, you didn't get it. Let's take it from a simple place. The children of darkness, they understand the controlling power of money. They understand it very well. Because of that, they have devised many satanic methods for obtaining money. Lying, fetish power, voodoo power, cheating, stealing, fake products, deception, charismatic manipulation, arm robbery, manipulation, prostitution, gambling, academic stealing, paper stealing, pulling others down to get ahead, inflating prices of commodity, hoarding materials, overworking, satanic stealing of other people's virtues, bad day transfers, brain exchanges, terminal elimination of competitors, spoiling and pulling things down, competing services or competing products. So the children of darkness, they understand the controlling power of one of God's blessings called money. But there is a law in the spirit realm which cannot be altered. Every wealth acquired wrongly will be vomited. And if the person didn't finish the vomiting, his children will continue the vomiting how long after he had gone. The devil does not have any free gift. The devil operates a primitive trade by barter. Take something from you, you take something from him, he gives you something back. Because the enemy understands the controlling power of wealth. The enemy does not want the wealth to be outside his kingdom. Because when money is in the right hand, it will be used rightly. The money will be used to fight the devil. If the enemy now sees that he cannot transfer wealth or steal it from the rightful owners, he plans to destroy the owner. So if he fails in that one, now starts to destroy that wealth. And there are many strategies of wealth destruction. I pray for somebody here this morning. Your wealth has already been destroyed, but by fire, by thunder, and by force, you shall repossess them. 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 In the name of Jesus. So the enemy has strategies of wealth destruction. Number one is debt. Children of God should never get involved in debt. The debtor is a slave of the lender. You have to be very careful. Debt is a wealth destroyer. Wrong investments, another wealth destroyer. Failure at the edge of financial breakthrough. Failure at the edge of financial breakthrough. Or what we in deliverance call the near success syndrome. A person will almost get his hands on what will move him forward. Something happens, it cuts him off. If that has been your experience, while all eyes are closed, rise up on your feet now. And everybody will pray like fire and like thunder. You that you are standing to pray mercilessly and violently. So, witchcraft battles at the edge of my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say it loud and clear. That's right. Masopala katanda raba, ribo soponde kaya bo shente rabo kolaba. Aha, aha, aha. Open your mouth, pray mercilessly. In Jesus' name we pray. And that victory is yours in the name of Jesus. Let's have a sit and continue. Debt is a wealth destroyer. Wrong investment, a wealth destroyer. Failure at the edge of financial breakthrough, a wealth destroyer. Poor patronage, a wealth destroyer. Profit starvation, a wealth destroyer. Witchcraft hanging, a wealth destroyer. It's possible to spiritually hang up every money somebody else will make. Satanic business partners, they are wealth destroyers. Because you cannot bless whom God has cursed. You cannot be friendly with God's enemy and you want to partner with God's enemy and you hope to get something out of it. You cannot bless whom God has cursed. The Bible says, say ye to the wicked, he shall be ill with him. So if you now partner with somebody God said he shall be ill with, you are planning wealth destruction. Tight evasion is a wealth destroyer. Pocket with holes is a wealth destroyer. Sponsoring abortion is a wealth destroyer. Gambling, wealth destroyer. Alcoholism, wealth destroyer. Sleep and slumber, a wealth destroyer. Bribery, wealth destroyer. Laziness, a wealth destroyer. Wrong attitude towards others, wealth destroyer. Wrong attitude towards money, it's a wealth destroyer. Vagabond spirits, Try this, you try this, you try that. No focus. So well distracted. Strange money. Somebody could give you a strange money, and that strange money takes away all your own money. Well distracted. Arrows of infirmity. So well distracted. Territorial bondage. You take your business to a dead area or an area that is known for introducing poverty. It brings wealth destruction. Evil transfer of blessings, which the enemy does quite well. So wealth destroyed. Wandering star. You are a star, but you are just wandering. It's wealth destroyed. Examination failures. A wealth destroyed. The curse of or covenant of poverty is a wealth destroyed. Satanic reallocation of wealth is a wealth destroyed. This is why people with dark powers, they have perfected the technique of virtue transfer. But the truth is this. We have a greater power. Jesus fed 5,000. Jesus changed water to wine. Jesus kept money in the mouth of a fish. Elijah and the widow of Sarephath, that was multiplication of food. We have a better structure. We have a greater power. And this is why I'd like you to listen very carefully now. How do we key into this bank of heaven? When we say blessings, we mean anything that will make you fulfill your destiny. Poverty is not poverty of money alone. There are almost 40 types of poverty. You could have plenty of money and be extremely poor. What is the sense in somebody becoming a billionaire when he's 92 years old? For how long will he live now? What's the sense in somebody having billions and billions of money, but he cannot eat anything that ordinary people eat? Like the former Rockefeller in America who had so much money, but he could only eat cracker biscuit and drink milk. What is the sense? So the blessings of God surpasses just money. How do you key into this bank? Number one, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew 6, 33. That's key number one. Matthew 6, 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So key number one is to seek first the kingdom of God. So when you get that, other things will be added to you. Surrender your life to Jesus properly. Get born again. The Bible says, "Whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." It is a tragedy of our generation that most of those who go to church are just not born again. You could call yourself a prophet, but you're not born again. You could call yourself a general, but you're not born again. They could give you any church post, deacon, deaconess, archdeacon, whatever they call you. You may have all that without ever tasting heaven. To say that because you come to church, you are born again, is like to say that because you are in a stadium, you are in football. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Those who are born again, they don't tell lies. They don't commit fornication. They don't commit adultery. They don't steal. They don't gossip. They don't do dirty things. They don't do shady deals because they have become a new creature. That's the first thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Key number two, you must live a holy life. A holy life. The Bible says, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." Live a holy life so that the holy God can confidently deposit his anointing into your life. Three, get spiritual information. Get spiritual information. Get information about your destiny. Get information about what you should invest your money upon. Contact the Almighty before you start contacting men. Get information. Know your destiny. You can inquire from the Lord about your life, about your destiny. And that helps your life tremendously. Key number four. Sow sacrificial seed. Give unto the Lord without even thinking about how much you are putting down for the Lord. Sow sacrificial seed. 5. Pay your tithes. Never, ever escape doing that. Because it will open the windows of heaven unto you. 6. Work hard. Work hard. If you are lazy, you are not getting anywhere. Work hard. And 7. Engage in prophetic prayer to unlock your blessings. Engage in prophetic prayer to unlock your blessings. Prophetic prayer is calling forth those things that be not as if they are. Prophetic prayer, sometimes we have to have add fasting to it. Prophetic prayer will include destiny promoting prayers and poverty destroying prayers. It can also involve wealth releasing prayers. 8, know the enemies of prosperity and avoid them. Know the enemies of prosperity, avoid them. 9, invest prayerfully and wisely. Invest prayerfully and wisely. Prayerfully, wisely. And lastly, always go out of your way to be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to others. All those who were mightily blessed in scripture were men and women who went out of their way to go and be blessing others. As a rule, those who make others happy will always be happy. If you're a specialist at making people sad, then you'll always be sad. This morning, we need to pray blessing unlocking prayers. And if you pray them well, the manifestation will start as from today. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. Rise up on your feet, all eyes closed. But if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, I want to give you the opportunity. Right there where you are, just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just come quickly to the front here so that we can pray more with you. Within the next few minutes, as many people as want to pray for both expected and unexpected blessings, they should pray these blessing unlocking prayers. We're going to start praying now. And it will be a disaster if you keep quiet. It will be a tragedy if when others are unlocking their blessings, you allow your own to be stored up or locked up without being released to you. Pray with violence and with fire. Let everybody say this after me like fire and like thunder. Oh, heaven! Can I hear you roaring like thunder? Open my file today! Did you hear what I said? Can I hear the sister saying it? Brother, say it loud and clear. Once you get that done, then this week you are going into the rest of this month, you just find unexpected, expected blessing coming your way. Oh, heaven! Open my file today! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and declare it. Something is happening here already. Masekatenda kaya boshende raba. Manakantara bosopola bakaya boko shenteraba.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, powers of my Father's house, take your hands off my blessings. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Mm-hmm. Say it again. In the name of Jesus. Begin to command them to take their hands off. Take your hands off. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Alert! Empower me to prosper. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Aha, aha, aha. Empower me to prosper. Empower me. Empower me. Empower me. To prosper. Basete ketenda yaboko shende rabokonta. Empower me to prosper. Yes. Jesus, then we pray. This next prayer, we are praying seven times. Seven times. And each of those seven times, don't let your voice go down. Because the manifestation shall start today. Can you say this loud and clear? My angels of blessings. Pursue my blessings. Aha. My angels of blessings. Arise. Pursue my blessings to me. Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? Open your mouth and pray now. That's right. They must pursue it to you, whatever it is. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number two. Open your mouth and pray it again. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the third time. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Thank you. Jesus' name we pray. This is the fourth time. Open your mouth and declare. Arise. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 5, open your mouth and pray. Masekatela kaya boshendera bakanta. Pursue my blessings to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 6, open your mouth and pray. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 7 time. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Masekatanda ya boshende raba. They must pursue the blessings to you. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening now. This is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are people here who will lay claim on expected and unexpected income. Who will lay claim on expected and unexpected blessings. Say, every weapon formed against my prosperity, die in the name of Jesus. Yes, every weapon formed against my prosperity, let those weapons be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Name we pray. For those of you who are here now and you believe that the Lord has answered your prayers, can you shout 7 Jericho destroying hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, as many hands as are stretched towards this altar, let the power of favor, the power of uncommon breakthroughs, the power of strength, the power of might, the power that destroys bad luck, the power that breaks chains, the anointing of the overcomer, come upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let these hands become the hands of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon us mightily. Anoint our hands. Anoint our spirit. Anoint our souls. Anoint every aspect of our lives. A good measure pressed down falling over. Let it be our lot in the name of Jesus.
and everything that the enemy has stolen from any of us, let your children repossess them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now lay that hand on your head and begin to bless yourself with all kinds of blessings. Bless yourself with all kinds of blessings. Decree that it shall be well with you. It shall be well with everything that concerns you. Amen. Three prayers before we go. If you are that person here, and just this very last night, you had a dream that you were actually being buried. You saw it. Please quickly run to the altar here while this prayer is going on. You had a dream last night. I didn't say long time ago. Just last night. Find a way to this altar now. Everybody will say this loud and clear. Make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your voice. This is a month of perfection, and the Lord must perfect everything concerning your life. You will say this loud and clear. Every power waiting to see my obituary. Can I hear your voice roaring like thunder? You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus! Masatela katandaka! Karibo sopola kaya boko shentela boko pola ba! The power of God! In the name of Jesus, move. That's right. Continue. Masekatenda kaya boshenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now with a voice raised up high, you pray the prayer that came out from the mouth of Almighty a long time ago. It says, let my people go. And when they did not want to release them, he fought for them. Can you say this loud and clear? Every power that does not want to let me go, your time is up. Death. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for your children at the altar here, that you shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Every coffin prepared for you by the enemy shall enter into it. The hand of God shall come upon you for good. I cover you and all your whereabouts with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat now. God bless you. Finally, you will declare this loud and clear. My Father, perfect everything that concerns me. Begin to talk to the Lord now. Perfect everything that concerns my life. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.